it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Very, very important news to start the show with on the 15th of May, 2024. And this will be a very, very good test to see those people who woke up, to see if they've gone back to sleep or to see if they've remained awoken. Because these people will try and do the same old tricks again. And whilst we're talking about Donald Trump, it's very interesting with this Stormy Daniels case that there's evidence there that proves Donald Trump is right and she is wrong. And Donald Trump is banned from sharing this information. This is the email. This is the copy of the email that was sent from Stephen Ryan, the counsel for Michael Cohen, that confirms that Trump had nothing to do with it. This was in 2018. Now, the current judge in the Trump case has banned Trump from exposing this. This shows you how corrupt the judicial system is. And this is, as I've said for a long time now, the light is exposing the darkness. And it's time for us to see what's going on, not to be scared by the darkness, not to be scared by how evil these people are, but to be aware of it.
Pope Francis has urged all Italians to breed like rabbits because their population is falling. We are hearing this across the board now. More and more countries have a decline in population. Why?
Well, for anybody who's done any research like we have, Paul, and we haven't just done a few hours of research. We've done thousands and thousands of hours of research and interviewed thousands and thousands of different people. And it's very, very clear that those people who have been jabbed are not producing. And if they are producing, we don't know if what they're producing can reproduce. That's a very serious question, because we won't know that for 20 years. So we know that the numbers are in decline, but this is an agenda that they've had for a very long time to reduce the population. And what I asked, the question I asked in the Houses of Parliament when I was invited there was, why has the population of the planet dropped by a billion people in 4 years? Why? Well, one reason we know is by vaccination. We also now know that people are not producing as many babies as they were. We also know that mainstream media is not telling you the truth. This is why we have this channel.
Tell you what, Charlie, I personally know two couples who are struggling to conceive. And doctors seem to have so many conditions now why you can't conceive. It's phenomenal.
It just came out that convicted felon and serial perjurer Michael Cohen took out a home equity line of credit on his house to pay Stormy Daniels so his wife wouldn't find out. Do you believe he collateralized his house and hid it from his own wife?
Well, it's amazing the lengths you'll go to, Drew, when you've actually had a sexual encounter, because it was Michael Cohen that had the sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels. It's amazing the lengths that these corrupt people will go to cover their tracks.
The Free Palestine movement has reached as far as Japan. In Shibuya, Tokyo, thousands of Japanese people turned out for a march chanting Free Palestine.
And just one little thank you in the middle of the news today to Anne Harrison in Florida, who reminded me that I needed to top up on my vitamin B1 thiamine, which I did yesterday. This is why my voice is working today. Thank you, Anne.
Charlie, it's amazing to have you back up full steam ahead.
Thank you. It's amazing to feel a lot better.
Foreign Minister for South Africa has released a statement saying that any of its citizens who fight for Israel in Gaza, when they return, expect to be arrested.
Florida's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Biden administration over its efforts to force the Sunshine State to fund gender transition surgeries for children, which violates state laws.
They'll have to be very careful how I word this, but the impeachment trial of Biden right now is exposing the United States corporation as to how evil and corrupt it is. And for every good American that's watching this, you must be grossly embarrassed by how the corporation looks to the world right now. Because I know many, many good people in America that are part of the Republic that are nothing to do with this corporation that is corrupt. My heart goes out to you and my prayers go out to you. You're going through a very difficult phase. And evil is being exposed right now in this Biden indictment case. Keep your eyes open. Don't be scared. A lot of very, very bad stuff is going to come out, and it needs to be exposed for people to see it.
BRICS has convinced two more countries, India and Nigeria, to trade in their own local currencies. I'm also reading another article now that the US has that many fake dollars out in the world that if all the countries of the world sent those dollars back to them, they would be in big, big trouble.
Yeah, and for anybody who knows anything about India and Nigeria, two countries I know very, very well, they will be very, very happy to see the back end of the US dollar and be able to trade in their own countries. And when you look at India and Nigeria, both have been artificially suppressed by the Americans for many, many years, and it will be nice to see them both flourish.
I was given a story by one of our insiders, and at the weekend was a historical event where 63 living men and women took the oath of office to be either a sheriff, a deputy, or a soldier, included in the lovely person who sent me this. So an oath was taken before the current sheriff of Portsmouth and a witness on the 12th of May 2024. This began the First for Peace Officers UK, where a large public gathering was arranged, and for this event was the chosen of a historical importance, Sherwood Forest, Nottingham. The oath was sworn by all of them in front of Robin Hood Oak Tree at approximately 3 p.m. This ceremony was watched by many, and some of those watched are wanting to become sheriffs or peace officers. This objective now is to recruit as many people willing to join that are of sound mind and clear consciousness. So anybody that wants to join, and hopefully we could spread this far and wide, email me at drew@charlieward.tv and I will connect you.
Very, very important. For some unknown reason on my YouTube, I've had a lot of videos sent to me of police officers, police constables overstepping their boundaries in the UK and in America, and they've got way above themselves. I've had a couple of altercations in Spain where I've pointed out to the police their oath of office is to serve and protect, not to control. They don't like it because they've seized control because we've allowed them to do it. And when you give away something, it's very, very hard to get it back. So we're having to learn the hard way, taking back control and having good, honourable peacemakers who've taken the oath of office to serve and protect the people is a very, very important point in this transition from darkness to light. I'm going to mention one very funny thing that I found out yesterday. I was born in 1960, and also Paul and Drew were born way before 1985. But if you were born in 1985 or after, you're going to have to work until you're 80. So if you're a young person that doesn't want to stand up for your rights, get out of bed and stand up for them. Otherwise, you're going to have to work for 80 years.
Well, Russia has claimed it has found vast reserves of oil under the British Antarctic Territory, an estimated 511 billion barrels of oil. Now, can someone tell me we're running out of oil? Because as far as I'm aware, we're finding new reserves all the time.
Well, this says something, Paul, about the research I did 2 years ago, that oil is not a fossil fuel. It's a mineral fuel. And on the basis of that, the regeneration rate is faster than we can actually use. There is an abundance of oil. This is how wonderful God is. God has given us everything we need and more. It's just that the global elite have hijacked it, and we found out, and we're going to take it back.
As always, Blinken treated the local population to his guitar skills and even shared a pizza with his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmitry Kuluba. Pizza.
Yeah.
Code for something.
Isn't it just? Do your research. I don't need to tell you, do your research. And also, while we're talking about Ukraine, my heart goes out to the families who've lost a lot of British and French servicemen who shouldn't even be there, who've been killed over the last 3 or 4 days there. Mainstream media is not covering it. Very, very important that we cover the truth and that people know the truth. And also, guys, just a little reflection here. I told you a year ago about the banks collapsing. Now, the clearinghouses are in deep, deep trouble, and we're being distracted by other things in the media, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Gaza, Israel, Palestine. All of these are distractions. The banks are right on the verge of complete and utter collapse. We're seeing the market, the housing market in China collapse. We're seeing the financial market in Japan collapse. The markets, I can tell you right now, in America, Europe and the UK are collapsing. But the reason you don't know about it is because you're watching the television. It's not on there. They're not telling you. We're telling you. Be aware. Look after your own safety financially. My audience are wide awake as to this, and it's very, very important that if this is the first time you've watched this show, be aware the banks are going to disappear. They're going to go. And if you've got a lot of money in there, stand at your front door and wave, because it's going, unless you take control of it and put it somewhere safe. We've also recommended for the last 4 years putting it into gold and silver. We've got people that we trust that are looking after it. So just be careful.
United States threatens to sanction any country that signs trade deals with Iran.
The state of Florida has passed a law that the death penalty will be brought to paedophiles. And I can't be more behind this decision. It's just amazing to see that those sick and heinous people are getting dealt with.
I couldn't agree more, Paul. It's very, very important that message for people who've abused children, or even women for that matter, these people should be held accountable. And Drew's story, America threatening to put sanctions on anybody who deals with Iran. Well, if Iran's dealing with BRICS currency, which it is, you stopping them using the dollar will do them a favour, like you did to Russia. You haven't learned your lesson, have you? Time to wake up.
Egypt says it will join South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice.
Wales in the UK has digitized its country and put it on the metaverse in a decision to try and drum up more tourism to its country.
Well, for anybody who knows Wales, nobody goes to Wales for a digital system. They go to see the sheep.
Jim Cramer has just given the kiss of death to Deutsche Bank, meaning he urged his viewers to go and buy shares. The last couple of times he has done this, the bank he has publicly affiliated fell apart within days.
Because Jim Cramer is a big financial guy on TV in America, and he has the touch of death for companies.
Well, Deutsche Bank, we've already known, is, and Deutsche, for those people who don't know, Deutsche is the German word for German. It's the German central bank. Deutsche Bank is German bank. Like the Bank of England is for England. The Federal Reserve is for America. Deutsche Bank is the German central bank. So he's just put the kiss of death on the German national bank, Deutsche Bank.
Thousands of law enforcement officers have gathered for a candlelight vigil in Washington at the beginning of the week in the Washington Mall. This is for the 36th annual candlelight vigil in memory of all those who have lost loved ones in the line of duty. This marks the start of Police Week.
Mm-hmm. Copper scrappers target Tesla's superchargers as metal prices soar. Now, in the early 1950s, a notorious bank robber, one of the first fugitives on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, was asked after his capture, "Why did you rob a bank?" William Sutton's response, "Because that's where the money is." Fast forward today, thieves are targeting electric vehicle charging stations because the charging cords at each stall contains a gold mine of copper that can be easily scrapped.
That was the news on the 15th of May, 2024. We'll see you this evening on the Insiders Club.
See you all later, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.